Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, abundance, liberation, freedom, all the things for Black women. Gosh, hey, man, it feels like I have not been here in a minute. Because if you've been listening to the pod over the summer, you know that I have had back-to-back amazing guest interviews. If you are a first timer here, by the way, or you've missed some episodes, sis, my good sis, after you listen to this episode, you need to go back because the conversations have been really, really healing and informative and just in alignment with community and connection. So you got to go back and listen to those episodes if you haven't had a chance to, okay? I want to encourage you to do that. So I feel like I want to talk about all the things, but I'm not going to talk about all the things because we'll be here all day. Okay. So I'm going to try to stick to just like 2 or 3 things because there's just no way to catch you up on all the things because we'll be here all day, girl. So obviously it's summertime, and shout out to the single moms and the moms, married, single, otherwise, whatever, that, because back to school is about to happen. I don't know how you guys, I mean, obviously I've done this, but my daughter's older now. So I'm just going to say, I don't know how y'all even just have the sanity because I just cannot. So I am just giving you a mental and virtual, that's what I was trying to say, high five, shout out, all those things, because whew, it's a lot. And I know it's a lot. Girl, you're doing an amazing job. So today I want to talk about a little bit about codependency, as well as a resource for that, a book that I have been reading. It's a daily book of meditations. I want to talk about that just a smidge. And then I guess also I want to talk about just very briefly, one of the realizations that I had in regards to a habit that I have. And when I got this realization, it just made complete sense. And it goes back to just like that inner child kind of like calling out and wanting to be seen. Okay. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So first let's talk about the inner child thing first, before we get into the codependency kind of like book and all that. So I don't know if you know this about me, but your girl talks a lot, okay? Your girl talks a lot. Shout out to that person that left that review that said she just, like, I don't even know exactly what she said, but she was just like, she just talks too much. Something like that. Like, something like, she just never stays on point. She just talks too much, so I'm out. It was something like that. And I was like, girl, I'm not going to say I wasn't hurt a little bit, but realistically, I was like, girl, I understand. This podcast is not for everybody. It's just not. But I want to talk about this very briefly because I'm wondering if you're like this too. So like I said, I do talk a lot. And it's funny because I'm an introvert. You may be an introvert as well. Shout out to my introverts. And you would think that an introverted person, I mean, based on stereotypes, I guess, or what we see like in movies and stuff like that, you would think that they don't talk a lot. They just don't talk a lot. They're just very quiet, reserved,
withdrawn, you know, just kind of like a turtle in its shell, that kind of thing. And that is true, I guess, to a certain extent for me. I'm more of a homebody. I can, like, when COVID happened, I was like, what's COVID? Where is this COVID happening? Because it's not happening. It's not happening over here. I mean, it was, obviously, but it kind of was like my routine was pretty much almost the same. Almost kind of. There, you know what I'm saying? Which obviously is a blessing, because I know for some of us that was not the case. Okay. I realized that was not the case. But I guess because, how about this? I was just so used to being home and just being by myself, and because I'm single, still single. Where you at, God? I was just so used to being at home, work from home. You know, I might go out to the store, gym, or take a walk, you know, that kind of stuff. Maybe possibly catch up with a friend for like at Starbucks or lunch or something like that. But generally speaking, like my business is like, I'm in the house and I'm in the house bored all the time. So when COVID happened, it was just kind of like, okay, it's just an extension. It's just an extension of that, basically. But the talking, like that, if you're an introvert and you talk a lot too, let a sister know, because I know it can't just be me. But here's what I noticed, and here's what I kind of learned about myself. And this is why allowing yourself to reflect and to not necessarily avoid uncomfortable questions that may pop up that you might have, or things you might notice that you may possibly feel a little uncomfortable about, or, you know, just being able to just be a little more self-aware. There's nothing wrong with being aware, you know, as long as you're not using this self-awareness to beat yourself up, to talk down to yourself, to just rake yourself over the coals and or say, you know, I don't have this and this person has that. Like all those things, that's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about self-awareness. I'm just talking about a healthy, open, like you're in relationship with yourself. And when you're in relationship with someone, you want to know more about them, or you notice little quirks or cute little things or things you're just like, I don't like that. You know what I mean? So as we're learning to be in relationship with ourselves, it's okay to notice little or different things and, you know, be a little curious about it. Deep dive a little bit and just ask yourself, like, why do I do this? Or when do I do this? Or I've noticed that, you know, it's okay. It's okay to be in relationship with yourself, to love yourself, to understand yourself, to learn yourself. That's a beautiful thing. It really is. Especially for Black women, when we are just pulled in so many directions where we feel like we just can't even, you know what I mean? A lot of times we're just so disjointed. We just don't even have a good handle of like who we are or what it means or what it can feel like or look like to be in relationship, healthy relationship with ourselves, okay? So something that I've noticed going back to talking a lot, and I always knew that I talked a lot. So that's not what I noticed, but it was like, I talk to myself a lot. And I used to think that it was for no reason. You know, everybody does this. They just talk to themselves, because I'm pretty sure mostly everybody does. At some point they talk to themselves here and there, and that's a beautiful thing too, right? But I just be talking like, I will ask a question and answer it myself. I don't know. I can't even explain it. I just talk to myself. Okay. I just do. I talk a lot. And so I used to be like, dang, you know what I mean? Like I would look at it as sometimes a negative. Okay. Or like I'm a weirdo, or just not normal, that kind of thing, right? But recently, when I was doing it, I came to the realization that, at least in part, I talk to myself, I talk a lot, because the little girl in me, she just wants to be heard. She wants to be expressed. She feels comfortable popping up whenever and just talking. You know what I mean? That is what I learned. So I'm not saying this is all the time, but after kind of like really thinking about it, it's like I talk a lot, and I talk to myself, and I talk a lot just in general, in the right, under the right circumstances, like this podcast, because the little girl in me who maybe, or I shouldn't even say maybe, because I know she didn't always feel safe to speak up. She didn't always feel safe to be heard. She would feel like her ideas were sometimes stupid because people didn't like them, or she would feel like she shouldn't say certain things because it's not appropriate or it's not acceptable, or people might get mad, or they might mock you, or tell you be quiet, or those like things like that, where she wasn't allowed or didn't have the room to be fully expressed the way she needed or wanted to be fully expressed. So I feel like now when I am talking, there are times, like, again, just in general or even to myself, there are times when I am talking and it isn't necessarily just for talking's sake. I feel like it's accomplishing just allowing that inner child in me to have a little sense of security and autonomy. Like, girl, you can talk your shit. Excuse my French. What you got to say? And it could be just the most ridiculous stuff. Ridiculous. It could be funny. It could be profound. It could be just nonsensical, honestly. But she just wants to be expressed. She just wants to be expressed and feel like she is legitimately being heard. Because I didn't always feel that way. I feel like a lot of times my needs, my thoughts, my ideas, my whatever, the ways I wanted to express myself, it was like, shoo, go away. Like, nah, we ain't doing this. You know what I mean? If you had busy parents, or if you grew up in a single family household, if you grew up in a household where it was really like a hierarchy of I'm the parent, you just do what I say. And you know what I'm saying? There's different circumstances, but there's a lot of ways and a lot of reasons why you too may have felt that way. But that's what it was, or what it is for me. And when I had that realization that it really was just, again, little Bree wanting to just be able to be visible, be seen, be heard, be noticed, be validated, be loved, be supported. You know what I'm saying? Just being able to give that to myself is such a special little gift. And I'm not saying that it's not weird. Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know. But right now, I'm really in a place where I just don't care. That's just been a part of me for so long. But I never really put two and two together until recently. And that's one of the beautiful things of many about this journey that you and I are on, y'all. The realizations, they just be coming and you out the blue sometimes. And you're just like, oh, wow. So that's why ... Right? So being able to have that, to be able to kind of, it's kind of like you're putting puzzle pieces together. And you know how sometimes you're putting a puzzle together and the damn box is from 1927. The box is from like 1927. It's dusty. It ain't got all the damn pieces. And you're just trying to, and it's dark. You ain't got no light in the house. You're just trying to put the damn puzzle together. And it's missing pieces. You can't see. And then you finally kind of put this hodgepodge together. But the puzzle pieces are missing. So when you finally reach back in the cabinet, I don't know where this analogy came from. I apologize in advance. But when you finally reach back in the closet and you're like, oh, here's a puzzle piece. You find it on the floor. And you pop it in and you're just like, oh my gosh, whatever this picture was, I couldn't see it before, but now I can see this picture on this side and now I see exactly what it is. So again, healing is not just a straight shot. And when you allow yourself to be in relationship with yourself in healthy ways or healthier ways, that is when the magic starts to happen. And it's not an overnight process. I know a lot of times we want to rush things. We want the answers now. Bruh, I wish I could have all the, well, maybe I don't want all the answers now because that might be a huge responsibility. But in my mind, I like to think that I'd like to have all the answers right now. Tell me, God, what is it going to be? Give it to me now. I want to know. Put it all together for me. Wrap it up. Put a bow on it and give it to me. Like, I don't know. Maybe that. Maybe there's a reason why we have to have specific journeys. Maybe if we had it that way, it would alter the course of whatever it is we were supposed to do, and maybe it wouldn't be such a good thing. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's different reasons why things take the time they take and all that good stuff. But again, just allowing yourself to learn how to be in relationship with yourself, it is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. And so that's a part of the journey that I've been on for some time. But man, you would think that, and this is another reason why I say don't like put your life on hold as you are doing your healing journey. Because if that's the case, you will never get to your journey. You will never get to your next. You will never reach that next step. Whatever. You won't do it because in your mind, you're just like, oh, as soon as I fix this, then I can do that. As soon as I heal like this, in this way, and it starts to look like that, then I can do X, Y, Z. And that's just like, you, I guess you can do it. But my thing is, because healing is a process and there's like, it's like layers, you know, it's like Trident layers. There's layers and levels to this. It's like Tetris or peeling the onion layers or whatever. Like you'll think that, oh, I healed this one thing. But then there's something else behind that thing that you healed, or there's something behind that thing that you learned about yourself. You know what I mean? So please, like, first of all, it's okay to be weird. second of all, it's okay if you talk to yourself a lot. And third of all, please do not put your life on hold. Because what you, at least for me, I don't want healing to be like this project, this never-ending project that I have to put my hopes, dreams, visions, whatever on hold until I quote unquote get it right. You ain't gonna get it right. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get it right. You just not. As far as perfect. As in, now that it's perfect, I can now do X, Y, Z. That's just not going to happen, sis. So go and live your life and allow yourself. And I think that's also a part of the healing, just having the faith, the confidence, the courage, the wisdom, the whatever, insert your own word, like to just be like, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to live it to the best of what I know in this moment. And I'm going to trust. I know that trust is hard for some of us. It's hard for me sometimes too. It is. It's hard for me sometimes too. But I'm going to trust that it is going to work out. It's going to come together. I'm going to find those raggedy pieces of the puzzle that have been in the closet since Hector was a pup. Like it's going to come together in a beautiful way. And it's going to happen as I am kind of like walking towards it, or walking towards what I envision I want life to look like for me. Doesn't have to be perfect. It ain't going to never be perfect. And like I said, as soon as you unpeel one layer, or as soon as you like peel the whole onion that you're holding, you know, I feel like in I Love Lucy skit, never mind. I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. But as soon as you peel that whole onion, there's like 15,000 more onions behind you in the field waiting for you to turn around and be like, oh, hey, what about us? You know what I mean? So, yeah. Anyway, that's just something the summer has been revealing some things. This was one of the things that I kind of came to the conclusion of when it comes to just me talking and communicating and talking to myself and excessively talking and things like that. It's just because Lil Bree just wants to feel valued and she wants to be heard. So I'm letting her know that it's okay. But, just different revelations and things like that over the course of this season or this summer and things like that has been very, very interesting. So that was the first thing I wanted to talk about, okay? Second thing that I wanted to talk about is just this book. And if you follow, if you don't follow on TikTok, y'all, I am really trying my hardest to get it together on social media, but I'm not gonna lie, it has been a struggle. It's been a struggle. It has been a struggle. And I'm at the point where I'm just like, either I'm not gonna do social media at all, period, or I'm gonna just do whatever I can and be okay with that. And it is what it is. And so I'm like double dutching on that line right now. So I've had my TikTok for a minute, but I never really used it. I had all these great, wonderful plans, but you know how that goes. But I did recently start putting little minute, 2 minute videos, whatever, on TikTok over the last few days because I wanted to challenge myself to just continue putting myself out there right now. And I was like, well, I'll do it on TikTok since I don't really quite use it and at least just kind of get familiar with the platform. Girl, I don't know what I'm doing on TikTok. I don't know what the hell I'm doing on TikTok, by the way. It's just like a foreign language. Now I'm starting to feel like, I'm assuming like how boomers felt when I was younger, when it came to like computers and just different things like that. Y'all, my AC just kicked in. I don't know if that's going to pick up on the podcast, but it's hot here in Cali and I'm not turning it off. So bear with me. But I'm feeling like now I'm the boomer when it comes to these social media platforms and specifically TikTok, I should say. I'm familiar with the other ones, obviously, but TikTok for sure. I don't like I was watching some lives. I just bounced around to different lives and different little videos that popped up and stuff like that. And there were like these gestures on there. And I'm like, what the hell? What the hell is that? Like the heart over the head. You could pay me $1 million right now. And I couldn't even tell you what that means. Does it mean that someone liked the post or while you're on live, they liked it? Did they send like a donation? Is the platform person doing it? I don't even know. I'm just so confused by TikTok. So I'm like, okay, let's just try to get not as rusty on TikTok. So my videos over there are very geriatric. I don't care, but they are, but I'm trying. At least for now, until I say I don't want to do this no more, but I'm really trying. But back to my point is I've been talking a little bit about codependency on TikTok because I had to come to the realization that the relationship that I had with my parent was not, and it still is not, but it was not healthy at all. And because of that, I know that it showed up in how I am, how I behave, the things that I do, the things that I think, et cetera, when it comes to just not only being in a relationship with my parent, being in a relationship with myself, being in a relationship with other people, my views on the world and just different things like that. So if you're codependent and or you feel like you just do not have the best relationship with either a parent, a spouse, whatever, a child. And you'll know because you'll feel like very clingy. You'll feel very insecure. You'll feel not confident. You'll feel, you'll have negative thinking. You will just feel like your all depends on the happiness of others. You do a lot of people pleasing and a lot of like not letting your light shine so that other people can like you more, or because they've told you they don't like certain things or they don't want you to do certain things. So you don't do them because you don't want to displease them. Just those kind of things. Just that kind of stuff. So, and again, raising my hand, that was me. And that's still me. I am still healing. I am still in this journey. And again, going back to what I said earlier, I'm still continuing to do what I can to live my life in the meantime while I get this sorted out. However that unfolds, okay? But the book is called Learning to Let Go, and it's a daily meditation book by Melody Beattie. Hopefully I'm saying her name properly. I will put an Amazon affiliate link to this book in the show notes so that if you decide to click and purchase, I will earn, I don't know, maybe, I don't even know, 50 cents, a dollar. I'm not sure how much you get from Amazon, but it's not a lot, but it's definitely every little bit helps, right? So go get the book, use my link. But yeah, again, Learning to Let Go by Melody Beattie. And this is a beautiful book. It's a beautiful book. I bought it hard copy so I can thumb through it every single day or as needed. And every single day for 365 days, she gives you a little one-page snippet of something pertaining to just like codependency and you allowing yourself to just love yourself, live your best life, learn how to release, you know, just whatever you need to release based on your codependent relationship. And so every day there's a different like theme. So it could be talking about friendships. It could be talking about healing. It could be talking about letting go. It could be talking about faith. It could be talking about, well, I'm getting tongue tied. It can be talking about people pleasing, saying yes, saying no, just different things. Every single day you get like a juicy little nugget. And real talk, how can I say this? The way that some of the, I'm not sure what year this book is from. Maybe it's not from the 80s or 90s. I don't know what year this book is from, but based on the writing style, some of the ways that she says things in the book every now and again, I'm just like, it doesn't quite resonate with me. And it's just because it's just either redundant or the way it's worded, if that makes sense. And in my brain, instead of being able to just continue on and focus with basically the meat and potatoes of what she's saying, I get stuck on that for some reason. But that doesn't happen very often. I would not be recommending this book to you if I didn't feel like this would be an excellent resource for you to have in your library, whether it's digital or hard copy. And that's, again, kind of like a me hang up, most likely. And again, it doesn't happen often. But this book has really helped me to stay true to myself. This book has really helped me to understand that I deserve to live a whole life. I deserve to love myself. I deserve to live the kind of life that I want to live. I deserve to invite healthy relationships into my life. I do not have to stay in unhealthy relationships. I don't have to do some of the old habits that I did that maybe back when I was a child helped me to feel like I would be more protected, more safe, more valued, more loved. Like those codependent type behaviors, I don't have to do those things anymore. I'm allowed to be my own person. I'm allowed to have my own thoughts. I'm allowed to live my own life. And I know this sounds insane, but if you grew up in a similar situation or if you've been in unhealthy relationships, you get it. You get it. And there's probably been a time when you've told yourself, maybe not like verbally or in your mind, but maybe it was like a subconscious thing, but there's probably been a time where you thought, this was the way I had to be. This is the way I had to live my life. This is the way I have to, you know, line things up so that way I'm a good girl. I'm a good Christian daughter. I'm a good wife. I'm a good sister. I'm a good whatever. I'm a good person. For a long time, I didn't think that I was a good person. And I still struggle with that sometimes because, and I still take, like when I have a relationship with someone, let's talk about sisterhood. When I have a relationship with someone, like a woman, it's like if things don't go the way that I hope that they do, like I'll put all of that on me. I still do that sometimes. And I have to remind myself that because again, that's that codependent, unhealed part of me that's saying, hey, this was all your fault. You should have done this. You should have done that. Like, in other words, I should have anticipated whatever so that I can make sure this thing goes smoothly and that the other person is satisfied with me and she won't abandon me and she'll still want to be my friend and she'll respect me and that kind of thing. Right. When you've had a codependent, when you were raised in like a codependent relationship, it doesn't just magically disappear when a parent dies, for example, heaven forbid, or when you grow up or when you move out. Like, it doesn't, that is still a part of you. And all it does is like transfer into other relationships. Again, the one you have with yourself, as well as the relationships you have with other people, your husband, your spouse, your girlfriend, your sisters, your friends, you're this, you're that. Whatever. It doesn't just disappear. It doesn't. So whether you realize it or not, like, just being able to address it, so at least you know, oh, this is what's happening. It's not to say you have all the answers. Just because you know something's happening doesn't mean that you're like, boom, okay, magically, I'm going to make this go away. No, that's not how it works. But there is a beautiful thing about just knowing, like, ah, I see what's happening here. Oh God, I sound like Maui from what's that movie? What was that movie? Moana. It's like, ah, I see what's happening here. You can identify it. You know, sometimes I just, even being aware and identifying something, it really goes a long way. It really, really does. But yeah, me still, like, in other words, putting the power in that other person's hands and making it like, if something failed, I'm not saying I didn't make mistakes. I'm not saying that was perfect. That's not what I'm saying here. But even times when I feel like I've done the quote unquote right thing and that other person, for example, just whatever, like the relationship just ends and we're no longer friends or whatever. Like, I was putting it all on me. I was putting that all on my shoulders every single time. And that is a heavy, heavy load to bear. It really is. And to be fair to myself, that isn't or wasn't, like, in most cases, something that needed to be, like, I didn't need to bear the weight of that. Same for you. Sometimes relationships just don't work. Sometimes people don't vibe. Sometimes people are jealous. They don't like you. You don't like them. Sometimes life be life and then people just get busy. Sometimes people don't want to talk on the phone. Sometimes people don't want to go out. Sometimes people move on. Sometimes people grow and the other person doesn't. Like, there's just so many things that could happen. So for you to, you know, because of your codependency, like those mechanisms you have in you that are saying, you've got to do this. Like, in other words, to cling to that relationship. So you know, that's just not what it is. It's just not what it is. So I want to encourage you to get that book and just add it as a, like, tool for your toolkit, add it into your arsenal, your healing arsenal. And it, like I said, is a daily meditation, but the beauty of it is you can at any day go pick up the book and get whatever it is, the message for the day. So if you don't read it for a month, hey, that's fine. You can pick it up on September 22nd and there will be a message there waiting for you that you can apply to your life. Oh, life got busy. Now it's January 1st. Beautiful. Pick up the book on January 1st. There's another message there for you to process and reflect on and sit with for just a moment. Okay. So again, I will put the link to the book in the show notes. And if you want to get a little gist of what the book talks about, I swear I mentioned that that I was putting these on TikToks, but I went on a tangent. Shout out to that lady who said I talk too much. Girl, like I said, I understand. But my last few TikToks, and I'll be doing these for a little while longer because I really like being able to bring that and just have a quick little minute or 2 minute little bite size. This is what she was talking about today, and this is how I'm applying it, or these are my thoughts, or you know what I mean? So I'll probably do that for a little while, if not every day, you know, a few times a week, because I like it. So you'll be able to go on a TikTok and get a gist of what the book kind of like is talking about before you make the decision to buy the book. But I personally feel like this is a really good resource and that you're going to love it. So go on, just get the book, sis. Just go on and get the book. And by the way, if you want to follow on TikTok, you want to follow on Instagram, you want to follow on YouTube, because I did start that YouTube channel, you want to follow on Facebook, all of them are at Brown Girl Self Care. All of them are Brown Girl Self Care. And all of them have different things on them besides Instagram and Facebook, because I think those automatically post. I have it set up that way. So next year, not this year, because I don't even have the bandwidth to even worry about it right now. I'm just trying to get into a good flow. But if you notice, like if you go to my Instagram, it's one thing. You go to TikTok, there's one thing. If you go to YouTube, it's all different. And I know they don't necessarily always have to be the same, but I think it would make good sense for my brain to start streamlining this where I can and making them a little more in alignment with each other. Because right now it's feeling a little chaotic. And I think it's feeling a little chaotic because, real talk, I have been feeling a little chaotic over the last few months here and there. And so that's why this summer I've really been taking some downtime to just kind of like chill out and reflect and have some fun. Take a quick sip of water here. That kind of thing. But so for now, like I said, yeah, it's a little chaotic, but you know, all of it's me. So you're just going to find different things on different places for now. And that's just the best that I can give at the moment. Like that's just the best that I can give. So it is what it is. So so that's all that I have for this week's episode. Other than I want to say, you know, summer's going to be coming to an end soon. I'm not sure what the official date is, like September something. I don't know, but we're going to blink our eyes. We're going to be in September. We're going to sneeze. It's going to be December 31st. Like time is just going by really fast. So I just hope that you are taking time for yourself as needed. Easier said than done, I know, but I really just, you know, I want us to, where we can, make sure that we are prioritizing ourselves, prioritizing our mental health, prioritizing the food that we are putting into our body as much as we can. Not perfectly, obviously, because child, I don't even want to tell you what I'll be eating over here sometimes. But I try to be very, very mindful and intentional when I can. It's just a lot. The care and keeping of a Black woman, the care and keeping of a body, it's a lot. And it's not that we are extra. It's not that we are bougie. It's not that we are demanding or anything like that. It's just a lot because we deserve all the things. So yeah, it's a lot. So I just really do hope that you're taking time for yourself. I hope that you've had an opportunity to go outside, walk, get a suntan, get in somebody's pool, whatever, take a little vacation, go rent an Airbnb for a weekend by yourself or with your whoever, you know, brings joy into your life. I don't know, just something for you. I'm hoping that you will have, or you've done at least one thing for yourself this season, because you matter and you're worth it and you deserve it just because. So that's it for that. Next week's episode, I'm probably going to be talking a little bit about this move that I am making. In case you didn't know, I am going to be moving to Arkansas, God willing. So I'll get into that in the next episode of the podcast. In the meantime, have an amazing week. Continue to understand that you deserve the best and that you are just an amazing, magically beautiful being. And I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.